The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. With available H-Track all-wheel drive so you can take on the dirt trails and kick up some mud. Standard third-row seating so your whole family can experience the thrill together. Available dual wireless charging pads so no one gets stuck in the great outdoors with a dead phone. Learn more about the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
Oh, what's good, everybody? It is a glorious Friday morning here at your daily sports betting brand of record. We like to call it the early edge. We are powered, as always, by the almighty sports line, the best value in all sports betting. And it's not close. First and foremost, a tip of the cap to our guest picker this week, Steve Scott. Because yesterday, we had to split it, but a plus 3,500 ticket. First round leader, Brooks Koepka at the Masters. That's a great way to get the early wedge pick started. By the way, in the chat, my man says, I'm never really a big golf fan or better, but enjoying the Masters with early wedge picks. Who knew golf was fun? We're allowed to have fun. It's allowed. Don't tell anybody else, though. Now, we are coming off a fantastic day at the brand. Look at that. EC said, I need a 2-in-1 day. And he went out and got a 2-in-1 day. M squared, never a sweat. We had that cashed in the 7th inning, 6th inning. See ya, solid 2-1-1. Oh, you guys were all hating on me yesterday. And the Spurs and Blazers only went into the 250s. You're welcome, ladies and gentlemen. That's a day. But as many of you know that are here every single day, Fridays are special. If you are new to the brand, I'm telling you right now, Fridays are special. It's the end of your work week, but we want to pick you up leading in to a wonderful weekend of sports and sports betting. So ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, welcome to Big Pick Energy Friday. Oh, we're feeling good. We're feeling good. We're going 5 wide this morning, ladies and gentlemen, with 4 of my absolute very best. First and foremost, the man who embodies Big Pick Energy Friday, live from Nashville, Tennessee, the penthouse level. M squared. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Coach. Energy at an all-time high here. I did order some coffee when I saw Chip wasn't going to be on the show today. I'm ready to go. Fired up. Let's do it.
Oh, we will miss Chip, but the year is a rotation, and we go by sports. Chip will be back. Don't even worry about it. But the man who texted me last night and said, hey, don't worry about it. I got it covered, Coach. Your favorite soccer capper and mine, Buckets. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Coach. Talk about a difficult feat to try to match the energy of Chip Patterson. I think to start, I'm going to try to match M Squared's energy and work from there.
Up next, he is live from parts unknown, and he literally said, quote, bring me all the smoke for baseball. Prop Stars, good morning.
Coach, it may be big pick energy over at Sportsline, but it is officially big dog energy over at Prop Stars HQ, and the big dogs got to eat.
Prop Stars HQ. I love that. Now, finally, the man can do absolutely anything. In golf, in basketball, it doesn't matter. He is the counselor of cash, Mr. Sia Najad. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Big Pick Energy audience, everybody. This is really cool. First of all, I'm a little upset. We should have gone 4-0 yesterday on the 18th hole at the Masters. We had a tie and we had a loss. It was actually a really crushing 2-1-1 day, but we're winning. And then, of course, Steve Scott with Brooks Koepka as a first-round leader. We thought this guy was Brooks and done, right? Well, he's like the king of majors, or at least we think he might be back. And so maybe he's Garth Brooks Koepka at this point. Ooh. Either way, I really like what we're going to see with the bets tonight. And I have a baseball bet, and I have a golf bet. And by the way, if you're tracking the matchups from the early wedge, we already got one kind of in the bag here as we faded Bryson. And then, of course, we have Victor Hovland and Cameron Young at the top as two of my four outright. So we got a lot of things kind of we got to look at today, regardless of besides the bets we have.
You're right. I have Spieth. I have Young. I have Rahm over. I mean, we have a ton of great picks that are trending very, very nicely. A couple to end on Friday, which is today. All right. Very well done. Now, we also failed to mention yesterday, we hit that. Well, it was a consensus that Freddie Freeman would hit a home run at plus 500. He did that too. But as you guys know, we can't always look backwards. We must look forward. So let's get into it. No storylines today. We're going straight to marquee matchups, and everybody is participating. So here are the favorites today. The Mets minus 195 over the Marlins. Twins minus 130 over the Astros. And the Angels minus 140 over the Blue Jays. Let's start with M Squared. Which of these favorites would you follow to the pay window?
You know, I don't love the price point on the Mets at minus 195, but that's definitely where I am looking personally. If I were to actually play this one, I would look to isolate, though, with a first five run line here. Anytime you get a home team, that's typically where we want to play run lines anyway, is in the first five innings. So I would play them minus half a run in the first five innings is the way I would play it if I were to play it, but I like the Mets.
All right, first five for them. Sean Ajad, talk to me.
Yeah, I think I like the Angels here. And when we get to our bets, you're going to find out that I'm going to attack this game, but not necessarily with the game line. I like the pitching matchup here. I like Sandoval versus Bassett in this Angels game. Listen, Toronto's going to bring the bats. They're a very good team, but I think they're probably catching the Angels at the wrong time with the pitching and matchup and with the fact that the Angels had the day off yesterday, which I do think is at least somewhat of an impact with the Blue Jays having played yesterday.
I tell you what, there's a lot of energy. Speaking of energy, out here in SoCal for the Angels this year. A lot of people out here think they could do something, so we'll see. All right, Proppy, where are you going today?
I'm going to take the Twins, actually. I've been really impressed with the Twins. Their pitching staff has been excellent this season. Sonny Gray taking the mound. He had a phenomenal first start, five innings of shutout ball. I've been really impressed with them. The bats haven't come alive yet either. I think the Twins actually have one of the best lineups in baseball, and when they get going, if they can match the pitching, they're going to be very formidable, so give me the Twins.
Yes, they are. Do not sleep on the Twins. What do we say? Knowledge is power. Educate and entertain. Use what he just said and think about it moving forward. Now, for probably the most analytical viewpoint on this, Buckets, where are you going today, sir?
Coach, I'm going to be following Sia on that Angels pick, but for a much different reason. When we have bad days on the show, sometimes you'll have people kind of chirping at you on Twitter, saying, you know, bad things, whatever. When I said Shohei Ohtani might bunt a couple times, I have never received hate like that in my life. I had people for the next 48 hours saying, Buckets, what the hell are you talking about? Ah! Just going off. So I am not disrespecting him again. I'm taking the Angels to win as an apology to everybody for that last brilliant analytical work done by me.
Your handicapping is next level, Buckets. Why did Buckets pick the Angels today? Oh, the chat was mad at him. That's why he picked them.
Buckets, right. 2024.
Yeah, Buckets 2024. All right, so that's our fade or follow. But we got to do it, and this is where Buckets really shines, our pick the prop. But before we do that, as I told you, every single person on the screen right now, we're taking over Saturday morning, Sunday morning. Your boy will be on this place, this destination that we're calling Early Edge Light.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You're damn right. It's all early edge all day long, too. By the way, Lori, our girl's in the chat. She says, Buck, it's good call to tail Sia. It's very weird to have you two on the same side. Very, very weird. All right, it's time to pick the prop. And early on in the season, we've cashed several of these as a consensus. So today, here are our choices. Kyle Schwarber at plus 310, Giancarlo Stanton plus 450, or Dansby Swanson at plus 700. Buckets, I'm going to let you think about it for a second. Let's go to the man that JB in the chat calls an absolute beast because he is one. M squared, what do you like here?
I'm going to go with Giancarlo Stanton here. I think Schwarber's a close second overall. You know, I'll talk about all three quickly, though. Dansby Swanson, my issue there, it's a really negative hitting environment at Wrigley Field today. It's cold, 45 degrees, wind blowing in. No park is impacted by the wind and the weather more than Wrigley Field. So I'm going to stay off that one there. But I like Giancarlo Stanton. Number one, they're on the road, guaranteed ninth inning team at bat. That's huge, giving this guy an extra opportunity at the plate. Like the individual matchup with Dean Kremer as well. So give me Giancarlo Stanton.
Great analysis. It's not just making a pick. It's telling you why. It's telling you why the weather matters in baseball. And this show focuses on that. M squared, thank you very much. See ya. I'm coming to you. Who do you like to go yard today?
Yeah, I'm going to go Kyle Schwarber. Mike alluded to it. And you know, Hunter Green, he's got some good stuff. He's got the fastball that'll scare you. But at the end of the day, he can kind of get the ball up a little bit, and he can get rocked here and there too. So I'm going to go with Kyle Schwarber at plus 310.
All right. Proppy, I know the lab is chirping. What is it saying?
Yeah, let's go Kyle Schwarber as well. 46 home runs last year, 2 home runs already this year. I think Hunter Green can get hit as well when the wheels start falling off. Give me Kyle Schwarber.
All right. All right. Antonio says, oh, gosh, there's so many of you that I lose every time. Oh, gambling has gotten me into it more, but I'm slowly learning. I'm a big prop guy. Ha ha. That's what we do here. We learn. We teach. Maybe not with our next capper, however. Buckets, you started this entire season by cashing with a player not even on the board. Where are we going today?
We are once again going off the board, Coach, because I'm going back to the well here. Jorge Solar to get a home run. Is currently plus 450. He already has one against the Mets earlier this year at the end of March. He got a brace of home runs in his game the other day. Currently 3 on the season, 2nd in the league. At plus 450, it's worth a shot. I believe in him.
What's bananas is that was actually a pretty good take. That's what's bananas about all. That was a really good take. And so, all right, we're going Jorge Soler or the picks The other guys told you. Now, that's a fun way to get things started. But coming off an 8-3-1 day, we got to get to our board. And for those of you brand new to this show, you'll want to stay until the end. I promise you that. But we're right smack dab in the middle of the Masters. What a great start. But in just over a month, major number 2.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
Oh, coming in made at CBS. How much do we love working for CBS? So much. But seeing a job, we have no more time to waste. The master second round is already off and running. They moved tee times up because of the potential weather that's coming later today. So we got to get the picks in right now. Start us off.
Yeah, and I've got a golf pick and an MLB pick. I'll start with the golf pick because it starts, just like you said, Coach, in about a half of an hour. So around 11 o'clock, we're going to have a three ball. Taylor Gooch minus 120 over Jason Kokrak and Sandy Lyle. First of all, this is one of those classic ones where I can kind of, with the three ball, and by the way, this is minus 120 over, I think, at FanDuel, but it's offered at Caesars as well at minus 135. I think it's offered at DraftKings as well. So at minus 130, minus 120, I like them both. This is one where I like to kind of edge out one of the guys. Sandy Lyle, he won the Masters, but it was back in 1988. Just to give you some perspective, the new musical artist in 1988 was Tracy Chapman with Fast Car and Give Me One Reason to Fade You, Sandy Lyle. So it's really just a head-to-head. Taylor Gooch versus Jason Kokrak. Both of them played well yesterday. Both of them have been pretty good on live. But at the end of the day, it's really just Taylor Gooch being the better player. I respect him more tee to green. I like the short game more, and I like the approach game more than to Jason Kokrak in a very big way. So I like the Taylor Gooch. It's basically a head-to-head minus 120 over Jason Kokrak. And then the baseball bet, it's going to be, correct me if I'm wrong, it's the Angels, of course, my bad. We were going to the marquee matchup, so I wanted to make sure that was right. It's the Angels first five. I love this pitching matchup, but I don't want to lean on the bullpen. So you saw what I did yesterday and the day before. I like these first five matchups. They've been coming through. Again, Toronto's a very good team, but I love the first five here. Give me Sandoval over Bassett. Angels first five, money line minus 110. If you see this at minus 130 at other books, I like it there too. It's really fluctuated. At Caesars, it's minus 110, but at FanDuel and DraftKings, I believe it's minus 130. I like them both.
Brian said, Sia's music knowledge is on point. It really is. It's like next level kind of stuff. By the way, to back Sia up, Sandy Lyle shot the highest score in the tournament on Thursday. Nobody worse than him. This is a throw-in. This is a genius way of bringing the number down in a three ball. The third player doesn't matter. Kokrak, on my book, is matched up with one of the amateurs. That's where the books thinks he's at. This is a great pick by Sia. Good start. Why are you shaking your head, Buckets?
Because I just realized, Coach, that Sia lied to me. At the beginning of the Masters, when I said, Sia, I'm going to win a showdown against you, he told me, take Sandy Lyle. It's incorrect odds. He's by far the best veteran out there. And I have a money on a future for Sandy Lyle to win the Masters because of Sia. So I'm just throwing that out there that did happen.
Hey, you're not completely out of it. He's only 17 shots back before he tees off.
That sounds like a lot.
17 shots back. I think he's plus 200,000 right now to win the Masters. But I think you got a chance. Now, if you don't mind, I know you've got one play. Now, the English Championship, I looked, all of the games started except for two about 10 minutes ago, but this one starts later. Talk to me.
And Coach, just to correct there, I have two plays for this afternoon, but one in the championship here. We're starting with that matchup between Middlesbrough and Burnley taking place at 3 p.m. this afternoon. And I know that Burnley let us down a couple weeks ago, but that doesn't change the fact that they are still currently the highest scoring team in all of England with 74 goals in 39 games. There is only one other team that has come close to them in the championship, and that's Middlesbrough with 71 goals scored in their 39 games. Middlesbrough has scored in 9 of their last 10, while Burnley has scored in 8 of their last 10. Sometimes when you have the best two attacks in the entire championship, you just have to take BTTS here. They played in the reverse fixture in which Burnley won 3-1. These teams have by far the best two attackers. I do expect goals in this game. 3 p.m. this afternoon in the championship. And for that second pick, I am going to Ligue 1, the French top league here, and a match between RC Lens and Racing Strasbourg. And whether we like it or not, RC Lens is currently in a title race against PSG. There are two reasons that this team just keeps winning. The first reason I personally hate, it's because they play defense. 3 clean sheets in a row. This is the best defensive outfit by far in France right now. And they are defensively dominating opponents again and again and again. So do not bet BTTS here. But the second reason they're winning is due to 23-year-old Belgian striker Luis Openda, who has been on an absolute tear. 15 goals in 20 games. And more importantly, 6 goals in his last 3 games. A hat trick against Clermont-Foot, a brace against Angers, and the game winner against Stade Rennes. This dude is unbelievable, and his odds are even more unbelievable. anytime goal scorer is currently plus 130 against the Strasbourg side that just conceded four times to Monaco.
Educate and entertain. All kidding aside, the man does his homework. Do you want to do it? Didn't think so. Quick question. See you in the chat. Gooch over Henley at minus 125. I'll have you and Mikey. No, you don't like it? Mike?
No, and the reason – so that's part of the reason I picked the three ball, by the way, is because the two ball is going to offer different matchups. So while I'm not getting a huge discount with the Sandy Lyle thing, because obviously nobody expects Sandy Lyle to win, what it does is it offers me a different – effectively a different head-to-head matchup. Henley was bad yesterday, but he's actually been pretty good at the Masters, and he's coming in with decent form. So for me, I wanted to stay away from that particular matchup, which is why I pivoted to the three ball to see what other matchup I could get.
Okay, awesome. Mikey?
Yeah, I'd be right there in the same spot. I've got Gooch and Henley right next to each other on the leaderboard to start the tournament. Nothing has changed, really, at this point. I would lean Gooch. I think he's the more talented player overall. Just want to see another round here.
Yeah, very, very good. And you can, again, the odds continue. They're fluid at most sports books, so pay attention to my guys. All right. Now, Mikey, I'm coming right back to you because yesterday you laid out all the reasons why the Dodgers team total was the play. And last night, I literally watched the game play out almost like I was reading a book. They scored five exact runs, and we cashed again. Where are we going today?
We are going to our friends, the New York Yankees, here. We're going to do another team total over 4.5 plus 100 over on FanDuel. Really friendly price point here. You know, when I look at my data in the simulations, I have them scoring five plus runs exactly 56% of the time. Pretty big edge on the plus 100, decent edge on the minus 110, not so great of an edge if you're playing it all the way up to minus 125. But what we look for, you're going to hear this a lot throughout the season. We want to find really strong offenses that may not always have a bottom half of the ninth inning. When the Yankees play at home, they do not get to bat in the ninth inning a significant portion of the time. When they're on the road here, they're at Camden Yards. Camden Yards is actually a top 10 hitter's park. Not great hitting environment overall today, but relatively neutral when you factor in for the park environment overall. I like the Yankees lineup. You're getting a little discount. Josh Donaldson probably going to be out of the lineup after being injured yesterday. However, that means we see more speed on the base paths here. I like the spot for the Yankees. We need a fifth run before the game is over. Once again, with a team like the Yankees, do not discount how important having that additional team at bat in the ninth inning is when you're facing bullpens like the Orioles.
Unbelievable analysis. Unbelievable analysis. Mikey, thank you very much. So many of you are invested in the Masters, and we are as well. Another one, see in Mikey in the chat. Hovland over Schauffele and Tiger at plus 150.
I personally do not like it. I like Xander over Hovland today personally. Tiger's totally irrelevant, but Xander, I personally like Xander. I have a little higher on Xander than the market, though.
All right, see ya.
We're gonna have to clip that Tiger's totally irrelevant and play it back later. No, I'm joking, of course. No, I completely understand what you're saying. I would lay off that as well. Xander was good yesterday. He was coming in with pretty good form. I just plus 150 is a nice number. It's a stay away for me.
And one of the hardest things to do, and historically speaking, this always happens. You have a super, super low round on Thursday. It's really hard to back that up, especially when all the eyes are on you and you're playing with Tiger Woods in the same group. Yesterday, he handled it, but he made some bomb. I mean, that was the best he could have shot. So Xander was a very steady 68, 67, whatever he shot yesterday. All right, Proppy. I've made you wait long enough. Right now, you're in your sweet spot. NBA season coming to an end. Baseball starting. What do you like today?
I'm all fired up for it, too, Coach, for both NBA playoffs and baseball season starting. But I'm sticking in the association. I want to preface by stating that this is a difficult time of the year when we're in the NBA. A lot of these games are not meaningful for many teams. I would encourage people to stick with the teams that are playing for something, whether it's even attempting to get lottery balls. You can use that to your advantage. Or like this case in point with the Toronto Raptors, they want to jump up to the eighth seed. If they are either the seventh or the eighth seed in the East, they will avoid having to win two games in the play-in tournament. So it's very advantageous for them to jump up to the eighth seed. They're currently the ninth seed. They are one game behind Atlanta. So they will be going all out to win this game. That is why I like Pascal Siakam over 22 and a half points. He averages 24 points per game. So we're getting a little discount on the line. I expect him to play 40 minutes tonight against Boston. Boston may be rolling out a bunch of bench players and backups as well. They're not going to be motivated to win. That is for certain. So we could see them resting a lot of starters. Either way, Toronto absolutely wants to win this game. That is why I'm going with Pascal, who is the best player on the Raptors. He's played Boston three times this season. He scored at least 28 points in all three of those games. I think he's going to go over 23 for a fourth game,
including 2 days ago when he went for 28 against this same Celtics team. And we cashed it right here on the early edge. Let's go back to the well again today. By the way, Buckets, do you know you're on mute? Do you know who Siakam plays for?
The man known as Spicy P.
I do not know who Spicy P plays for. No, coach.
So you literally were not listening to what Prop Stars just said.
Possibly. No, I was. I was.
Okay, then who does he play?
Houston Rockets.
Such confidence in that delivery.
Such confidence. So confident. It was horribly wrong. No, he plays for Toronto, the Raptors, in the Eastern Conference.
In the NBA.
Yes, it is in the NBA.
Okay, okay.
Yes, it's in the NBA. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Right now, Mikey's in there going, can I please get off this? Oh, but Mikey, oh, well, we are not done yet. Grab your paper. Grab your pencils. Here is the recap, courtesy of the snake on the ones and the twos. Sina Jot, the counselor. He's on the Angel first five money line, minus 110. Then a Masters round 2-3 ball. Taylor Gooch, minus 120 over Kokrak and Sandy Lyle, former champion. Then M squared, one play today. Yankees team total over 4.5. But if you are a Sportsline member, you get all of his stuff there. And why wouldn't you? I don't understand that. Prop Stars, one play. Pascal Siakam, over 22.5 points. Again, reminder, just play teams that have something to play for. Most teams just have two games left. Then on the pitch, busy day. Middlesbrough, Burnley, both teams to score, minus 125. That game's at 3 p.m. Eastern time. Then a little anytime goal score, plus 135 for Luis Pindia. All right. Now.
No.
Wow. 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 Oh, the disrespect. Oh, the disrespect.
Woo. What's up, guys?
All right.
Clearly, M squared knew what was coming. Wow. All right. I got to be a pro here because that has – we could go in so many different directions. But I didn't even know they made newspapers, to be honest. That was hilarious. Now, Dart says newspapers kill trees. Don't worry. That paper he has from 1985. Don't even worry about it. All right. For those of you brand new to the brand, brand new to Big Pick Energy Friday, we have proven time and time again that we are a worldwide show. We reach every part of this incredible universe, and we bring it all together with one thing and one thing only. It is simply called the here or there parlay. All right. My Mikey.
I thought he was coming on camera to talk. I thought.
Oh, man.
Oh, this is. Oh, my God. Mikey's a savage. I'm assuming you. Buckets. When a legend is clowning you, there's only one way to respond to that. What do you got, big boy? What do you got?
I have never cared about hitting a play more in my life, coach, just so I can go to M Square tomorrow afternoon and say, I did this despite you. The here or there parlay is a four-leg parlay this week, and all of these games take place tomorrow. It wasn't the busiest slate today, but we have action all around the world all day tomorrow. So here's what we're doing. Four parts, all from different leagues, all different bets. The first one is Royal Paris FC versus a team called The Strongest. You do not bet against the strongest. They are the best team currently in Bolivia's top flight. We're taking the strongest money line for our first leg. Then for our second leg, we have Eintracht Braunschweig versus FCK Kaiserslautern. Be careful Googling this team, because if you Google them, it just is going to pull up FCK. So just be safe there. Both teams to score for the second leg. Braunschweig are the underdogs, but they have scored in every home game since the community came together to save their stadium. For the third match, FC Shakhtar Donetsk versus FC Metalist Kharkiv. We are taking Shakhtar Donetsk over 1.5 goals team total here. By far the best team in Ukraine. They are a team with Champions League experience. They are a team that should score 3 or 4 here. And finally, we are going to Slovakia for the MFK Dukla Banska Bystrica versus Spartak Trnava matchup. Just over 1.5 goals in that match combined. And is hit in the last 3 years these teams have played every single time against each other. Put those four together, all taking place tomorrow, plus 500 M squared.
Wow. Corey in the chat says simply this: Buckets, when you come for the king, you best not miss. Truer words have never been spoken. I'm actually shocked that you're able to pronounce all of those. That was amazing in itself. And I've never wanted to watch four teams that I don't even know where they're from play just to see how this all plays out. But clearly there is more dissension in the ranks. And I'm trying to figure out, Buckets, why you're alienating everybody else that's on the show with you. We're teammates. But you seem to want to be on an island all by yourself. That's what it feels like. He doesn't even deny it.
Coach, Buckets 2024. That's all I'm going to say.
Proppy, I blame you. I blame you. Do not forget, later today, EC, he hit a hockey play last night. So he thinks that he's going to make a hockey play today. Tune in at 4 p.m. Eastern to find out. Glenn in the chat said, hey, Coach, how about a PFL parlay? Well, you're in luck. Because who does all the gambling or sports betting for the PFL? Tonight, live, ESPN Plus, it's your boy. We got you covered 5:30 p.m. Eastern time with the pre-fight show with me and Ian Parker. And then we'll be all over CBS Sports HQ on Saturday and on Sunday. Look for the entire crew because we are going to dominate that platform moving forward. Turn on your notifications. We're everywhere. You do not want to miss any of this content. I read it. The Heat, the Cavs, it's more than just this show. It's about everything at Sportsline. Become a member. Jump in the deep end. The water's warm. So with all that being said, with all the disrespect out of the window, with all of that, I tell you this. There's only one thing left to do. And I believe you all know what that is. You've got your marching orders. Let's take all of these tickets straight to the pay window. For my entire crew, damn it, do I love them all. Buckets, M Squared, the Counselor, Prop Stars, the snake behind the scenes, always doing the hard work. And, of course, all of you at home that get up, take your time, make us a part of your day. We appreciate it more than you know. We love to grind for you so we can win with you. It's what we're all about at the early edge. Good luck.
Hello, everyone. It's Michael Richards here. You might have seen me on CBS working on their Champions League coverage over the last couple of years. I wanted to tell you about an exciting new podcast that I've been working on. It's called The Rest Is Football. It's me, alongside Gary Lineker and Alan Shearer, two absolute legends of the game. The show combines topical debate from the world of soccer along with outrageous tales from our careers. And I mean outrageous. Just search The Rest Is Football wherever you get your podcasts. All the best from Big Meats.